Hey, hello everybody. How you doing? This is Chris again. This is episode 86 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Welcome back. So this episode is about transgenderism and the technological imperative, which I think is, I think it's a really important issue right now, because I think, look, as a libertarian, as a philosophical libertarian, let me start out by saying people should be free to do what they want, as long as they aren't violating anybody else's rights to life, liberty, property. I've said that 1,000 times. And if a man wants to have himself surgically and chemically and hormonally altered to become something else, a transgender person, that's fine. Go ahead. You know, knock yourself out. Okay. But I think the left, the Democrats, and this is strictly a Democrat, strictly a partisan issue, I think the Democrats are not doing anybody any favors by encouraging them to do this, because I think a lot of people are being, particularly young people, and that's what really I want to focus on, but people are being led down the primrose path that if you're a man, you could just become a woman. It's easy. Yeah. Oh yeah. You just become a woman. We got all the hormone blockers and all the surgery. We can do that. No problem. And I think a lot of people realize, well, you know, get into that process and start realizing, wow, wait a minute now. This is not what I thought it was. This is not the bill of goods that I was sold. You know, people are being lied to. They're being told that, yes, of course you can become a woman. Of course a man can become a woman. And the truth is that, no, you can't. Okay, you cannot. A man cannot become a woman. A man can become a transgender person who looks like a woman and maybe even can get pregnant like a woman. You know, maybe you will, but you won't be a woman. And I think that this is why transgender people have a very high suicide rate, because a lot of people realize that and they're being lied to. And now I think that if you are old, and look, you know, I've said this, if you are an older person and this is, you know everything, you've really educated yourself and you know everything and you know where this ends up, you know what the results are going to be. You know, like you're Bruce Jenner, and you know that this is what you want to do, and you go ahead and do it, that's fine. But if you're young, I think that this is the real issue that people like myself, people on the right, have about this, is that it's people on the left are lying to kids, and basically, you know, kids are young, they're insecure, they're unsure of who they are, they're awkward, and they're all being told, well, it's just because you're actually a woman trapped in a boy's body. You're a girl trapped in a boy's body. You should just change your gender. They're all being told that. And if you don't tell them that, you're considered a bigot, right? You're a transphobe. You know, if you don't embrace this idea, you're considered a bigot. And the truth is that it's perfectly normal. If you are a young person, it's perfectly normal to be insecure, to be unsure of yourself, to be awkward. It's, look, I wasn't really sure of who I was until I was 40, probably, you know, seriously. So this is not unusual, and this is perfectly normal. It's perfectly natural. But if you're going to take a little kid who's unsure of himself, who's awkward, and say, oh, I've got the easy way out for you, oh, I've got your solution, you just need to become a girl. And then you put them on this path to essentially, and it's a path where young people don't really know where this path leads in the end. And so for a lot of them, it ends in suicide. And it's very sad that this is happening in America. And it's all because the Democrats just are so, they're just tr- tripping over themselves to be tolerant and not a bigot. I'm not a bigot. I'm inclusive. Look how inclusive I am. And they're doing tremendous harm to a lot of kids, and it's irreversible harm. I mean, these are, you know, I was reading just yesterday about how a lot of transgender people are rendered incapable of ever achieving an orgasm. They'll never achieve orgasm. And, you know, which is horrible. You know, this is a horrible thing I say it's the Primrose Path because, you know, the Primrose Path is a Shakespearean reference, but it's also sort of a reference to it. It's a biblical reference, really, because it's in the Bible, I think it's Matthew. I'm not a religious guy, but I'm an educated guy, and I know some of my Bible, and I know that I think it's Matthew where the term, and we've probably all heard it, wide is the gate, broad is the way, the path to hell, basically. And you know, it's the easy way, it's the easy path. You know, the path to heaven, the path to enlightenment is and this is a very Eastern thing too, the path to enlightenment is the path of difficulty. It's the thorny, it's the steep and thorny path. And I think that we are encouraging kids to put their lives in someone else's hands instead of doing the hard thing, which is to embrace yourself, who you are, and learn about who you are, figure out who you are. It takes, like I said, some of us, it takes 40 years. There might be some 70-year-old people out there who don't really know who they are yet. It could be, it's a lifetime process to figure out who you really are. And don't take the easy way out, and don't just put your life in someone else's hands and say, doctor, make me into somebody different. I don't like who I am. I'm uncomfortable with who I am. Make me into somebody different. That's the primrose path. That's the easy way out. The second part of this is the technological imperative, where, now I first heard of the technological imperative in Yvon Chouinard's book, Climbing Ice. Those of you who know me know I used to be a big climber. I used to climb a lot of ice and rock and mountains. I used to do a lot of mountaineering. I did 4 expeditions to Alaska, 4 trips to the Canadian Rockies. I've been to Peru for about a month long trip in Peru. I've been to the Alps. I've been all over the United States. I've been to, I've climbed the Grand Teton by the North Face and by the Direct Exum. You know, and Yvon Chouinard is the guy who started Patagonia, and he still owns Patagonia. I think he still owns it and still runs it. He's really old now, but he started a climbing gear company that became Black Diamond, and, so he doesn't have anything to do with Black Diamond anymore, but he was a climber. And he wrote a book called Climbing Ice in the 70s. And it's a great book. And it's, you know, and this idea of the technological imperative, this idea is, if it can be done, it must be done. It should be done. And if you apply that to climbing, well, then you can climb any mountain by just getting a helicopter, getting technology to take you to the top of the mountain. Well, that's not the path to enlightenment, right? That's not how you learn who you really are. The way you learn about yourself, the way you test yourself and learn who you really are, is to climb the mountain with your hands and with your feet and with a partner. It's just you and a partner and a backpack. You know, you're carrying all your stuff on your back, and you do it the hard way. You turn your back on technology, and you do it the hard way. And I think that this is one of those, you do it yourself instead of putting your life into someone, putting the job into someone else's hands, like a helicopter pilot. Hey, helicopter pilot, get me to the top of that mountain. use your technology, get me to the top of that mountain. That's not the path to enlightenment. And that's not the path to, that's broad as the, wide as the gate, broad as the way. That's the helicopter route, you know? So I think and I think leftists, Democrats have taken it one step further. They've said that not only must it be done, but it should be celebrated. And, you know, like I've said, I think people should be free to do what they want, but I refuse to celebrate when a person, when a man takes his body and has it surgically and chemically and hormonally altered to become something else. You know, a perfectly good male, you know, male body. And I think this is, I'm not going to celebrate that. And none of us should. You know, people should be free to do what they want. And if that's what's going to make them happy, if they're older and educated on the subject, and they really know what they're getting into, and they know what the end result is going to be, then okay. Then I will support it. But I certainly will not support doing that to kids who don't really know what's going on here, who don't really know everything that they need to know before they make a life-changing decision like that, huge decision like that. So, you know, it's like if a surgeon told you, I could surgically implant a dog's head on your shoulder and plumb his brain into your blood system and into your circulatory system to keep him alive. I could do that. So it's technologically possible, but should we do that? Should we, I mean, if we've got people walking around with dog heads sewn to their shoulders, should we embrace that? Just because it's technologically possible? I don't think so. So, you know, this is the technological imperative. This is the choice that humanity, and I think as technology changes and increases, improves, and expands, we're going to run into this more and more often. This idea that we can do something, and therefore we should do it. It's good. We should embrace it and celebrate it. No. Some things should not be celebrated and embraced just because it's technologically possible. So, that's it. That's my thought. Those are my thoughts on transgenderism. It's gotten way out of hand. I think we are doing an entire generation of kids no favors at all by encouraging them to embark on this path that they are not fully informed on. And I think any adult who looks at a kid and says, oh, that the kid doesn't really know who they are. They don't really, they're unsure of themselves. They're awkward. They're maybe it's an effeminate boy, you know, or maybe it's a girl who's a tomboy, you know, a girl who likes to play with trucks. Oh, well, we got to get her on puberty blockers right away. That is child abuse. It's a crime against humanity. It's a crime against nature. Everybody's different, and just because you're different doesn't mean you need to be somebody else. Just because you are unsure of yourself doesn't mean you need a doctor, some mad scientist, to turn you into something different. You know, do the hard work, embrace who you are, figure out who you are. It might take a lifetime. Figure out who you are. And that is not the primrose path. That is the path to enlightenment. That's the hard way up the mountain. So, yeah, that's my little philosophical ranting about transgenderism. All right, that's it. If you like this podcast, give me some good ratings, and I will see you, you know, and go to Podbean and message me, and you can find me on social media. I'm still on Twitter, and you can get on Minds and Gab and Truth and Getter and Sovereign and Float and MeWe. I'm on MeWe. So I'm actually thinking about making MeWe my main social media platform. So, but I also like Minds. I really like Minds too. So, okay, that's it. I'll see you on the next one. All right, bye-bye.